The compere announces your name. This is it. You grab your guitar and make your way across the stage towards the lonely microphone. 100 eyes in a sea of darkness watch your every move. You finally make it to the mic. Sweat breaks on your brow. Your trembling hands clutch the strings of your guitar. You've no backing track and no band members for support. It's just you and your guitar. The performance is completely stripped back. According to Filthy McNasties, that was the tone they were trying to achieve while promoting their newest weekly event, a live acoustic music showcase called Stripped Back. However, not everyone agrees that they have quite hit the right chord.
I'm Sarah Wright, I'm a politics student at Queen's. I raised the issue of the posters that Filthies have produced to promote an event. I believe they're sexist. They show the backs of two women naked, and the other poster shows just the crotch of a woman covered with a man's tie. I believe it is just simple objectification of women, and there's no need for it.
Sarah, how do these kind of posters objectify women?
I mean, they show women as merely sex objects, as the only reason they're in that picture. I mean, unless you're selling women, there is no need to have a sexualized image of a woman to lure punters in the door.
Would you say the same if it were to be men on the posters?
Well, it's still objectification, but with men, there is no historical context of oppression. Or, you know, it would still be objectification, but it is worse because we have a history of women oppressed in institutions, government, you know, things like the gender pay gap are still such a big issue, yet we're still allowing sexist imagery in our ads.
So is this really just about Filthies, or does this happen across the board, do you
oh,
think?
Oh, absolutely. It's not, like, somebody mentioned that perhaps I have a vendetta against Filthy McNasties, which I do not. Just happened, they decided to publish, you know, a sexist poster to promote an event. This happens across Belfast. It happens in societies, clubs and societies in the union. It happens everywhere, and it needs to be challenged at every point.
So it's clear that Sarah thinks that there's an issue across the club scene in Belfast. But what do other students think? Do they think that there's an issue there in terms of sexual promotion of nightclubs and bars? And how does it make them feel?
I think that it's used a lot, like any promotional posters and stuff in Belfast are often really over-sexualised, but I think it kind of comes down to whether or not you're offended by it, or, you know, to me it doesn't really affect me, I don't care what they do with it, but I do understand why a lot of people get offended by it.
Well, to be completely honest, it would put me off going anywhere if an image was overly sexualised, especially of a woman. It's very off-putting. I think it brings down the tone of the whole bar.
I think, like, obviously sex is the type of thing that sells, and this is obviously used across the board in terms of promotions. It seems pretty obvious that that's the type of thing that people will be using to promote certain events, but at the same time, it doesn't really make sense to me if you're looking to reach all sectors of the community to come in and make use of your services that you would only sell things with, you know, girls in skimpy outfits or boys with no tops on. It's not very inventive, really, is it?
It's sort of an issue, but that's just the way bars work.
I don't really see it that much, so I don't think it's that big of an issue, really.
I see it all the time, but it doesn't really bother me.
Well, it's raising publicity, and if people see this, if people see it advertised, then it may be persuading people to go to it just to see what the event is like.
I think it makes you feel quite uncomfortable, like intimidated sometimes.
So would it put you off going to the club then?
Yeah, sometimes it does put you off.
Lots of people go to clubs.
It happens. I'm not that comfortable with it, but that's the way clubs are at the moment.
So it's clear that there are a wide variety of opinions on this issue amongst the student body, with the majority highlighting that this is something which happens across bars and clubs within Belfast. But it's not something that they particularly like. I spoke to VP of Education and Diversity, Kiva McNeil, to find out who students should contact if an offensive image appears in the Students' Union.
Well, preferably they would come to me, whether that's coming up to the office personally or sending me an email, just to make me aware of the poster or the image that has gone up. It's happened in the past where we've had images that have made some students feel uncomfortable, and I'm the one then that will follow up on it and hopefully then lead to the removal of the poster or the image that has caused offence. But if you don't feel comfortable coming in to me, you know, you can contact the reception desk in the SU or anyone at all that you connect with the Students' Union, perhaps maybe one of your student counsellors or a class rep or maybe even your lecturer, somebody who you would feel comfortable then with passing the information on to me, and then I can deal with the situation.
And what can we do within the Students' Union to reduce the possibility of an offensive image possibly going up?
Basically just be the eyes and ears for us. I obviously can't be out on the floor or on the campus 24/7. We don't see everything as it's happening. So, you know, if, say, for example, you see something going up, maybe say to the person, you know, that's an offensive image and that wouldn't be allowed up in the union. So just talk about things like this, have the conversations with anybody that you feel need to hear that images like this can be offensive.
And what do you think we as a student union could possibly do to influence external bodies to reduce the amount of potentially offensive images that they use when promoting their events?
Well, this situation now that we're talking about is a great example of how we can influence local businesses. You know, we saw where students have called out a local business on the fact that they're using inappropriate images. So do that yourselves if you think that a business is using something that is would be deemed inappropriate. Respectfully say to them that this isn't acceptable and that we as Queen's students aren't going to tolerate this, and then hopefully local businesses will get the message that Queen's students won't tolerate this, that this sort of imagery doesn't sell and that this advertising isn't appropriate and it won't work on us.
If you would like more information on this story, don't forget to check out the Scoop news page on the Queen's Radio website at www.queensradio.co.uk.